What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. We're back in the booth. Want to thank you for tuning in here, Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque on this wonderful August 16th, Thursday morning. And of course, you can join along with us on our Engaging Heaven Today devotional. You can pick that up everywhere books are sold. We're going to jump in. Today's is called Part-Time Christians. Part-Time Christians. Scripture is Jeremiah 33:3. Come on, I always like to say it's God's phone number. Call to me and I'll answer you and show you great and mighty things that you did not know. Part-time Christians shouldn't get upset when they don't get full-time benefits. Time isn't our issue because we all have the same amount of time. Priority is the issue. Why are we lonely? Because we use external circumstances and earthly stuff to fill a need that only God can fill. We can't receive the benefit of a relationship with God if we aren't willing to put in the time. Do you realize good things can soak up all your attention? Good things like family, work, relaxation, even ministry can consume all our time and keep us from the greatest thing, time spent with God. All hell is against you. The devil's trying to keep you from worshiping God and spending time with him. And there's plenty of distractions and good things for Satan to use. But the Father wants to give us access to the heavenly realms, and the key is intimacy with him. Engaging heaven. Are you spending too much time with good things in your life to allow for the great things and the greatest thing of all? You know, I really believe that this is on the Lord's heart today. Because the reality is time is the most important thing we have, and time spent with God really does matter. Full-time and part-time is interesting. You know, you've heard me tell the story. I worked at a coffee shop for years, and people would come in and they'd want like a job, right? So we'd sit down, fill out an application, and I would say, what do you want to work? Do you want to work full-time? I want full-time for sure. Okay, do you want benefits? Now, I would offer them benefits, meaning insurance, health insurance, but you had to work a minimum of 32 hours to 40 hours to get it. They would say, I want full-time. I'd say, great. They would say, well, I want benefits. I'd say, even better. And then I would say the question that would qualify or disqualify them, I would say, what's your availability? Oh, boy. When we started talking availability, everything changed. Because I realized quickly they were not available. They were available for 2 hours on Monday, maybe 3 hours on Tuesday. You know, maybe Saturday was their big day, you know, and it was 4 hours. And I would tell these people, I would say, look, you know, we need to get you more hours. And so you've got to tell me, you've got to open up your availability. And they didn't. And so it never failed. Their first paycheck would come and they would come to me and they'll be like, what's going on? Where's my benefits? I didn't get insurance. And I'm like, you didn't work 32 to 40 hours. And they were shocked that they didn't get the benefits they asked for. But I'm like, bro, you didn't make yourself available for the hours that we needed. And when I think about Christianity, I think of a generation that's addicted to the promises. Right? They're addicted to it, but they're not addicted to the sacrifice, paying a price, and surrendering all. One time I heard a young girl in the hallway say, oh, you know, the Bible says ask whatever you want, man, so I'm just going to say it, and it'll be mine. And I'm like, no, it's not actually how it works. It's not for yours. You know what I mean? Like it's for the person sold out, living for God, giving everything to Jesus. For you, that's absolutely true. But, you know, it's not true if you're just trying to, like, put a part-time commitment in. And no matter how you want to slice it, this last 10 to 20 to 30 years of Christianity hasn't really served, you know, the full harvest. It hasn't produced the holiness required to see the Lord, right? The Bible says without holiness, no man can see the Lord. So the reality is we have to become people that are giving full time in everything in our life, meaning full time devotional to God. See, the lie is, I got to spend more time here. I got to put more time on my job. I got to put more time here. I got to, you know, I got my golf life. I got my Netflix life. No, the Bible says seek first the kingdom of God, meaning first in priority and first in you know, where you go to first. It's not like I'm going to seek first the kingdom after everything fell apart and then I'm going to go there first. No, you go for there first. Seek first the kingdom in every area of your life. And the Bible says what? That all these things in life will be added to you. See, the lie of the devil, which he's lulled the church to sleep with, is if I search after things, I'm going to find fulfillment. You're not going to find fulfillment. You're going to find fulfillment in seeking first the kingdom and his righteousness. And then you're going to realize all these things will be added unto you. And so today, God wants full-time commitment. He wants a full-time commitment. He wants a real prayer life from you. Devotional life. Come on. Intimacy with the Father, spending time with him. That all matters. You can't get a generation waking up every single day and going right to their cell phone and think you're going to have an overcoming life. It's not. You can't watch everybody on the internet and everyone's Facebook page and everybody's Instagram and think you're going to have an overcoming life. You won't. It's going to take loving Jesus, seeking first his kingdom, and focusing on what God wants us to do for us to get anything accomplished. Because this world's going to constantly tell you you're good. Oh, he loves you. You ain't, oh, come on, it's religion. Pray more? Come on, man. You're good. You're good. You know, nobody's fasting and praying anymore. God loves you. You don't have to do this. Come on, why would you ever do that? God love you. You're fine. I know it's sin, but not anymore. God still loves you. You're good where you are. That's what he's doing. He's lulling people to sleep and breaking their commitment. And then ultimately, he's going to break your benefits. Because you can't live wrong and die right. And so, to go to heaven, it's a narrow road. The Bible makes it clear. Broad's the way that leads to destruction. Many people find it, but it's a narrow road that goes to heaven. And so today, realize God wants full-time commitment. He wants it all from you. He wants a full-time commitment out of your life because that's the harvest that's coming. Amen to that. What a good word. Love, commitment's a great word. That's it for today. Beautiful Thursday. Tomorrow's going to be a Friday edition. Thank you for tuning in. Let us know how you're being blessed. Share the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in with Engaging. Hey, I'm out.